Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week, I would like to discuss how to know whether someone is not interested or not available. Sometimes it may look the same, but there are a few differences. So I'm going to read an email, and then I'll discuss how to tell whether someone isn't interested or if they're just not available. All right, so this woman, she said, I've been crying for 2 days and I haven't eaten since the breakup. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. The guy I was seeing said I'm a great girl, but he doesn't feel in love with me and can't pinpoint what the reasons are. It hurts like hell to not even know what I should do better. So I'm going to stop you right there. You don't need to do anything better. The person for you is the person that accepts you as you are and doesn't try to change you and doesn't say you have to do this better or that better. Of course, people change and grow and they make improvements, but if someone can't accept you as you are, you can't twist yourself into a pretzel to become what you think they want or what they want. Moving on, we've had 3 dates and spoken on the phone for 70 hours total in 2 months. Okay, so let me get this straight. You saw each other 3 times in 2 months? That's it? And you spoke on the phone for 70 hours. It's interesting that you have the total. So that averages out to over an hour a day. Way, way, way too much talking. All that talking on the phone, if you don't know what you're doing, after a while you run out of things to say and you just start saying whatever, and then you start saying dumb things or uninteresting things, and that lowers interest level. So if the conversation isn't interesting, there's no point to be on the phone. Yes, you can raise interest level by speaking on the phone, but it really depends on what you're saying and on your personality. But if it's boring conversation and you're talking for an hour, that is a turn off and that causes people to lose interest real fast. You don't need to be doing all that talking on the phone. Okay, he was the one who took my number first and we kissed on the second date. On the third date 1 week ago, we were at a museum and he flirted. So you had 2 dates, it sounds, and it sounds like there was about 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks between dates. Like, why? Unless one or both of you was traveling, that's way too much time. So to me, that's a red flag. Something's up. Okay, so we're back at the museum. He tried to grab my neck and my hair and poke me. And he was getting excited, but something felt off and he only gave me a hug in the end. I asked why in our last phone call 2 days ago, and he said we're not alike enough and it's not clicking for him. But the strange thing is how well everything was in the beginning. Yes, that was the beginning. That was 2 months ago. Everything is always great in the beginning. Everyone gets hung up on that. But everything was great in the beginning. Well, it's supposed to be great in the beginning or you would never have gotten together. Of course, it's going to be great in the beginning. But then as you find out more about the other person, as you lower their interest level, depending on what you do and you say, then it's not going to be like in the beginning and they're going to lose interest. And so you can't think, well, because it was great in the beginning, then it's going to be that way forever. That's just not real life. So he really liked me. He called me in the morning to hear my voice and said he felt butterflies and a spark and in love when I sang for him. He was turned on by me. I don't know why it vanished. Well, from the little knowledge that I have from what you've written, I would say those 70 hours of talking probably had something to do with it. Okay, I told him at the end of our conversation, do not contact me if you won't change your mind. He said he probably won't, but you never know. Yeah, thanks for the mixed messages. That's always nice. Please tell me how I can get him back. We don't have each other as friends on Facebook. He can only see my updates if I make them public. I just want him back to be infatuated in me like he was a month ago. Yes, infatuated. Not in love. Yeah, infatuation. You just want the way things were in the beginning. That's all you care about, but that's just not real life. And so this raises a flag. You've been seeing each other for 2 months, well, not even seeing each other, but definitely talking a lot on the phone, and you're not Facebook friends yet. So I have to ask, why? At first, in reading the email, I thought, okay, you know what, he's just not that interested, so he's not really seeing her a lot, and he's doing these phone dates where you talk on the phone, and then you think, oh, well, we're getting closer, we're in contact, therefore, you know, this is a relationship. Meanwhile, it's a fake relationship because you're not seeing each other, you're just talking on the phone. But now, hearing that you're not Facebook friends, it's like, come on, after 2 months, you're still not Facebook friends, so now I feel like he has something to hide. I would really need to speak with her to get more information to figure out whether it's just that he lost interest or if he doesn't have something to hide and he has a girlfriend or a wife. So it's really hard to tell. But let me tell you some ways that you can tell whether someone is not available in the sense that they're already seeing someone else. A big sign is that they don't talk at night or on the weekends or on holidays because they're with their significant other. They may text, but talking is going to be a little harder. Or, and this happened to me, they disappear or they don't talk on certain days. I was seeing someone and I noticed a pattern that they would disappear every Monday and Tuesday. And I thought, well, that's weird. And so I knew something was up. It's like he must be dating someone who is not working on Monday or Tuesday. But I thought, what kind of job do you not have to work on Mondays and Tuesdays? And then later I did find out that he was seeing someone and Monday and Tuesday were her days off. Because then he would always pop up on Wednesday with an excuse. Oh, sorry, I've been busy. Sorry, I lost my phone. La, 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 la. So that's always a big indicator when they can actually talk and whether they just all of a sudden disappear. The social media, yeah, if they're married or they have a girlfriend, they're probably not going to want you on their Facebook page, their private Facebook page. And so if they don't add you, or if you were on there, all of a sudden they take you away, then something is up. Another great way is, have you been to their home? Can you go to their home? Or is there always an excuse? I always say, you know, do not, to the women, or I guess to the men too, do not have sex with someone unless you've been to their home. Because that's really a big clue as to whether they're married or they have a girlfriend. Because if you've never been to their home, you don't know what's up. And if you do go there and you see that the decor has like a feminine touch, that's always a little suspicious because guys that live alone, they prefer more masculine decor. They want everything masculine, the big brown bed. Everything's brown or black, I've noticed a lot of the times. But if the decorating is a little more on the feminine side, it's like, okay, what's going on here? And of course, you can always tell by looking in the medicine cabinet. Now we're doing a little sleuthing. Looking in the closet, see if there's any women's clothes, hopefully. If they're, maybe they're his, hey, who knows. Looking at who the mail is addressed to see if it's addressed to a woman who lives there. You know, you have to be sneaky about this, but only do this if you suspect something. I'm not saying as soon as you start dating someone to do this. I'm saying only if you suspect that something is going on, then you need to do this. Now, someone who's just simply not interested, there shouldn't really be an issue as to when they talk to you. They're able to talk to you at night. You're able to go to their home. The only difference, or the main difference, is that they don't really put a lot of effort into the relationship. You know, it's minimal effort, and they don't really show that they care. You're not even really sure if they care, or they do things or say things that you know they don't care. I told the story in another podcast about the guy I was dating, and I just started to ask him to come to the pet store with me to find something for the cat, and before I even finished asking, he said no. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know, because if someone is interested, they're happy to do anything they can for you, even like the little things. They are happy to come to the pet store with you or whatever. I heard that Princess Diana, when she was interested in that Pakistani doctor, She would iron his clothes. Now, if that doesn't show interest, I don't know what does. She didn't need to iron his clothes. She never even ironed her own clothes. So you can tell in the little things whether someone is interested. And if they're not willing to do little things or go above and beyond and do things they don't really have to do, then they're probably not interested. So if you have any questions or comments, or if you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.